This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Wednesday, my darlings, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's drop right into the body, shall we?
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I think today is a really good day for us to ground a little bit extra if we have the ability to. So if you're walking around right now or moving around, if you have the ability to sit down, just finding a comfortable seat. And I actually think it would be good if we could come to the edge of our seat a little bit. So just scooch up a little bit so you can actually plant both soles of the feet onto the earth. That means you have to uncross your legs if you have that habit of always crossing your legs. Grounding the soles of the feet to the floor. We try to find that 90-degree angle of ankles lining up with the knees and the knees somewhat lining up with the hips. Palms of the hands. If you're sitting on a bench or if you have a little bit of space next to your seat, press the palms of the hands down onto the bench. And if you're sitting in a chair, press the palms or the edge of the palms to the seat, kind of like you're grabbing the sides of the seat of the chair, and just press down a little bit. So rooting down through the soles of the feet and also rooting down through the palms of the hands. And as you root down through the palms, allowing the crown of the head to rise a little bit higher to the sky, but settling and anchoring your sit bones even further to the seat. So you can really sense this connection to Mother Earth right now. And it can be helpful to find a little bit of an anchor through the lower belly. Doesn't mean you have to actively engage your abs or anything like that, but just a little drawing in of the low abdomen so you can sense some presence there, a little bit of support from your own center. And you can lower your chin or pull the front of the chin into the back of the throat just a little bit. And then the moment you get here to this very steady, very grounded, rooted, anchored place, if it's helpful, close the eyes. And now allowing your next breath in, just breathing that in through the nose and pulling that breath all the way down to that place you're connecting to in the low belly. And keeping that connection there as you exhale, exhaling from the low belly, back out through the nose. And take your time here. We're going to really slow this breath down. So inhale in through the nose, pull the breath down into that connection of the low belly. And as you exhale, exhale from the belly, back out through the nose. And you'll find your own rhythm here. You breathe your own breath at your own pace. And play around a little bit with how slow can you allow this breath to go or to become without feeling like you're straining your breath, without feeling like you're pushing it without feeling like you're having to hold the breath. How slow can you allow your next inhale to become? How deep can you allow for your next exhale to be? Letting each cycle of breath grow just a little bit deeper, a little bit fuller than the last. And after a little while, keeping this anchor of the hands and the feet, you'll notice that there's a part of the body that begins to soften. And we're maintaining this steadiness, this rootedness of hands and feet and belly and breath. But letting the rest of your being soften a little bit more. That could be a physical shift, like the heart dropping a little bit, the chest softening a little bit, the shoulders dropping down the back. It can be an energetic shift of just sensing something inside of you, letting go a little bit. It can be an emotional shift where all of a sudden a feeling comes up that wasn't there before. Notice how the longer you remain right here, anchoring to the earth, holding the center of the body, the longer the breath becomes, the more we're able to soften. And softening in this steady place means we feel a little more held, means we're holding ourselves in this now. And when we feel held, when we hold ourselves, we can let go. So that rigid thing we've been holding on to, that tension that might have been present in the body, any stress or unkind thoughts, anything you would like to put down, allow yourself to put it down. Give yourself permission to soften, permission to let go. Noticing that even as you energetically, emotionally, physically soften, you're still holding yourself right at the center. Still very present with every inhale, every exhale. Holding this safe, strong container for yourself to just be the way you are. Let's stay here for a few more breaths. Inhales, exhales. Right here, right now. Now, if you're sensing yourself anchored in a place that feels good, or that feels present, or that just feels like something you would like to stay in or linger with a little while longer, then stay just like this. Give yourself more time, more space, just breathing in and breathing out. If you're ready to transition into the next phase of your day, you can soften your hands, place them in your lap, flutter your eyes open, and gently take your time to transition back into this time and space around you. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.